Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to our Word of the Week on burdenblessing.org. The word we consider as we approach a new year is the word admonition. Admonition is a word that is not very common in our culture, that's kind of fallen out of place many times even in Christian circles. And young people especially grow up today without a full understanding of what admonition really means. Though the Bible doesn't use the word admonition very often, it is one of the most important concepts in our Christian faith. When we think of admonition in the Bible, we probably think first and foremost of Colossians 3 verse 16, a passage that many of us probably have memorized, which says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." What that word means there in the biblical text, admonition, is to warn or to instruct. It's a word that has to do with imparting a piece of information that is very vital to the hearer. One Greek lexicon, or basically a Greek dictionary, says that the word means to provide information to correct a behavior or a belief. And even though God doesn't use this word too often in his scriptures, it is very similar to the word repentance. The biblical thought of repentance means to make a change. And we certainly think of repentance over sins being a change in our hearts, that Christ enacts through the gospel, but also then a change in our behavior, of whatever behavior of sin led us to the need for repentance. And admonition is kind of a step in that process where we warn or instruct one another about the need for repentance, the need for listening to God's word. The Bible also places a high priority of this repentance or this admonition in the family setting. Ephesians 6:4 says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord." It's very, very important that children especially learn from early on the importance of what admonition is all about. Perhaps we don't use the word admonition per se, but thoughts of instruction or discipline or training. Those are very, very important things for children not only to be led in, but also to understand for their lives. The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 14 said, "I do not write these things to make you feel ashamed, but to admonish you as my beloved children." One of the reasons that admonition has kind of fallen out of style in our culture is that we don't like to tell other people things that they may be doing wrong. We look at that as judgmental or stuck up or arrogant. Christians are often persecuted for bringing the message of the law, the need of repentance and admonition in that sense. And the Apostle Paul certainly felt some of that too as he admonished the Corinthians for some of the things that were going on in their lives. But he said, "I didn't do that to make you feel ashamed, but because I love you." And that's really an important concept for admonition in the biblical sense. It's not something done out of fear or out of a desire to make ourselves look better than others. It's something God wants us to do out of love. In fact, what God describes there is if you don't love a person, you would never talk to them about repentance or admonition. You would never look at things that may be instructive as far as pointing out sin. But God wants us to do that in love. You can see why the most famous passage on admonition in Colossians 3:16 also compares it to what we do in our worship. True worship on Sundays is built around admonition as well. We go there to confess our sins. We go there to repent before the Lord. We go there to instruct one another as fellow Christians in what we need to be aware of from God's word. Maybe the dangerous things that we've been led into or that our sins or temptations have led us into, but also what our Lord Jesus Christ does for that through repentance and forgiveness. The Old Testament concept for admonition doesn't really come up very often either, but I found it to be very helpful in understanding what the biblical concept means. In the Old Testament idea, according to the Hebrew, the idea is to warn or to serve as a witness. That's a good reminder of what admonition really is. It's not a complicated thing. It's really intrinsic to who we are as Christians. We are to provide a witness. And what a witness does is simply speak the truth. Sometimes that witness needs to provide the truth for their own lives and be real and honest and faithful about what they've been doing and what they need to correct. But sometimes that Christian witness can provide the truth to others as well and can admonish sins and lead to repentance for other Christians as well. God has designed us to function like that as a church, to help one another out, not in a judgmental way, not in an unloving way, but through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and leading one another back to what He has done for us.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.